Deconstructing the Coliseum. My name is Kevin R. Novak. I want to talk to you about the Constitution of Virginia, specifically Article 8 relating to education. Section 2, each unit of local government, and when they say local government, they mean local civil government, shall provide its portion of such costs by local taxes or from other available funds. There you go. I thought this system was supposed to be free. And now you're talking about taxes? That doesn't make any sense. Section 3. The General Assembly shall provide for the compulsory elementary and secondary education of every eligible child of appropriate age, such eligibility and age to be determined by law. It shall ensure that textbooks are provided at no cost to each child attending public school whose parent or guardian is financially unable to furnish them. Those people, they're so nice. That end quote, by the way. The civil government, they're so nice. They're so nice to us. They're so good to us. I so appreciate their grace. Let me explain something to you. The civil government owns your child's heart and mind. In order to get back your child's heart and mind, you must petition the civil government. The burden, by the way, is on you to convince those people that you're able to educate your children. When you go before a school board to petition those people that you are qualified to teach your own child, guess what you're doing? You're going before people. And those people each have religions. And I can tell you that they're not, even if those people are Christians, they're not exercising the Christian worldview. The latter provision of Section 3 there deals with wealth transfer. So wealth transfer is not a legitimate civil government function. And let me ask you this. If you're out and about every day objecting to the Obamacare wealth transfer scheme, why are you not objecting to the civil government school system wealth transfer scheme? How do you like that question? Kevin R. Novak, deconstructingthecoliseum.com.